Welcome to Baby Boomer in Bosnia. I'm David, and this is the podcast where I share real stories about life, culture, and everyday experiences as a 70-something immigrant in Bosnia and Herzegovina. From quirky traditions to slow village life, I'll take you behind the scenes of what it's really like to retire in Bosnia and Herzegovina. So grab a coffee, or maybe a rakia, and let's get started.
It's a Sunday. And I woke up this morning and it was pretty miserable. I recorded a video for YouTube and I have to say, miserable weather, but I'm just about to go on a short walk and the skies, there's blue bits and I can see my favourite view of the Kozara National Park in the distance. So I'm just going to do a couple of Ks, I think. Maybe less. I wanted to just talk today about a situation that Tamara and I talk about quite a bit. I don't know if you can hear, but that's the water running off the hills around us. We have storm drains here in the village. But the microphone I've got on at the moment is set to noise cancellation because there's some wind about. And we don't want that, do we? So I'm going to talk about some things that I'm seeing, by the way, as we walk down. There's some of the neighbours chopping up wood, getting it all ready, even now, for next year. Hand chopping it. Dobar dan! Everybody's always occupied here in the village. So, talking. Well, there's a cockerel crowing. It's just past midday, actually. So things that Tamara and I talk about, not often with each other, but we're realists and we know that while we live in a really beautiful country, and we have this super way of life, you know, slow pace, really. We think it's quite hectic at times, but compared to Northern Europe, it really is nothing. But we talk about, what ifs. I think you should talk about what ifs so that you can at least be prepared for the unexpected. What do they say? You should always expect the unexpected. And at the moment, there's a lot of turmoil in the region, and more importantly, in the country here in Bosnia and Herzegovina. In the region, back in November 2024, a refurbished railway station in Serbia's second largest city of Novi Sad, it's been refurbished and then it had a grand opening and then this massive roof collapsed. 15 people gone. And it's like it is in the region. I've mentioned this concept of veza, you know, insider trading, helping each other out. Well, I think it's really good in a family sense, but when it comes to a national sense, taking backhanders to provide badly built public facilities, etc. Well, that's political corruption. And that's a whole new level of veza, which I don't particularly agree with. The family one I do. Helping your neighbour, helping your family. That's good to go in my book. But nevertheless, people say, well, who's responsible? Who's going to be held accountable? And then the bullshit comes out from politicians and covering each other and all the rest of it. Students weren't impressed with that. They don't want government change. They just want responsible government. As they say, we're not interested in what party, just get it right. And when Serbia starts to get wobbly, the region gets wobbly. So that's a little bit of a backgrounder to something that is nothing at all to do with that Novi Sad incident. 30 years ago, the country stopped fighting. 100,000 people died, believe it or not. I've lost count of how many people were displaced. Nevertheless, it finished. The Dayton Peace Accord was signed with the agreement of all three warring factions, and a period of stabilisation started. But underneath that all, I know, there were rumblings. It's like a boxing match for three people, you know what I mean? When you say, go to your corners, first it's very difficult, because there's normally only two, but we had three fighters, and nobody told them to come back and fight so they could declare a winner. And those rumblings have been going on. People talking about history, their version of history. None of the three versions of history in any way, shape, size or form line up. Yeah, I'm just stopping a minute just to look at the plum trees and pear trees that are being pruned back. Goodness me, spring is here. I digress. So now, where we live, in the predominantly Bosnian Serb part of the country, Bosnian Serbs, if you didn't know, are Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox Christians. They don't want to be part of the country anymore. They like having their own entity, their own living space, their own area. But they want to be separate. I don't know how they can exist as such a small group of people. 1.5 million? Are there many countries, 1.5 million? I don't know. Do they want to become part of Serbia? That's also debatable. They all want to be Serbs together, but whether they actually want to become a province of Serbia, I don't know. Nevertheless, they want to break away. And they can't do it. Secede. It's against the Dayton Peace Agreement, although they say it isn't. Semantics, really. But it's got to the stage where they're making laws within their own part of the country that go against the laws of the whole country. The other 49% of the country. And cut a long story short, their president has been accused of undermining the peace accords. He appeared in court for a little bit, but at the end of the day, they found him guilty, sentenced him to a year's imprisonment, and banning him for 6 years of holding any public office. So he's back, or has been back now, 10 days or more maybe, and he's pushing for total secession. Nobody's come to arrest him, to put him in prison. Will that come? Will that happen? Oof, I don't know. I don't think the international community have got the bottle to do it, or to support it happening. Let's see what happens. But there is a certain nervousness now under all this. You know, I said there have been rumblings. There always were rumblings. And the rumbling is starting to be audible now. And the word war or conflict or fighting is popping its head up. Now, in all fairness to the Bosnian Serb leader, he said we don't want war and we won't go to war. Well, maybe that's not what he wants. But what if the other side starts? Last time, people said it will never happen, and it did. And I do truly believe that the phrase never say never really applies to Bosnia and Herzegovina. What's this got to do with Tamara and I chatting to each other about something similar? Well, what would we do if? How would we do if? Could we do if? From Tamara's point of view now, she doesn't want to run. She wants to stay regardless of what happens. Her parents are getting older. For those that follow me, or if you didn't know about me in the area, family's everything here. Stronger than I've ever seen in my life. maybe it is in Ethiopia, but wasn't in Ethiopia long enough to see it, or any other country. And last time Tamara left, went to live as a refugee in Canada. Okay, she got a Canadian citizenship and now has a Canadian passport, which is the get out of jail card, really, if anything goes wrong here. But she doesn't want to go there. She said, I'm sick and tired of running, and I'll put up with it, whatever comes. Me? This is the happiest I've ever been in my life, really. Long term, I mean. The stress levels have been so low, and I like it. I love it, actually. And I think my children, they understand that. I've got to get out of jail free card, haven't I? I've got a UK passport. Could go anytime I want. But I've decided I'm not doing it. I want to stay. I have to say, I live in hope that things aren't going to go down the drain. I really, really do. If that's naive, if you're listening to this, then let me know if you think I'm naive. But you do know that I'm over 70. I'm on the way out. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to go tomorrow. But the fact of the matter is, we're not all going to live forever. And I'm on the third chapter, definitely now, on the way out. So I don't care. I'm staying. And if anything comes, I will deal with it. This recording and what will come on this podcast is pretty raw. I wanted to do my walk today. I do long ones and short ones. This is a short one, only out for half an hour or so, but it gets the muscles going, doesn't it? And when you're older, you need that. My brain's working fine. I've just got to keep this, keep the chassis moving. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's raw. I did the first episode and asked for comments, and I was really, really blown away with how many people got in contact. In fact, I got an email from somebody I've been following in the digital audio space in particular, as well as others, for years now. Christian, who is like an online friend, really. We've met once in real life, years and years and years and years ago in London, where we briefly met up and he dumped a load of video recorders in my hand for a project that we were doing for independent and free media in the country, of which, sadly, there's hardly any of that left. Nevertheless, Christian wrote me a huge email. And yeah, gave me some pointers and a bit of a leveling, which I really, really, really appreciate. So Christian, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. I don't think you're going to appreciate, or maybe you will, the impact that you've had. So yeah, he said, it sounds real. And that's what I'm going to do. I spent many years in radio, and yeah, everything was tight. Everything. When I used to spin the hot hits, you had 40 seconds and not a second more to talk between two pieces of music. If you made a package, what would they call that now? A narrative podcast, most probably. You had to be tight. You had to really work with the music and the background and everything. And that's not what I want to do here. That's not the point of this. The point of this is to give you something that you can listen to, get informed, maybe entertained, and you can listen to it wherever. And for a future audience, I don't think they're very interested at the moment. They're still young teenagers. But to my grandkids, this is your granddad. Living the dream. And living the dream sometimes comes with some insecurities, hence living in a country that is really stressed and worried about going back to conflict. Please, if you wouldn't mind, comments. You don't have to write an email like Christian, but a few words at the email address that you'll find somewhere where this podcast is, whether it's on a newsletter or on a podcast platform, whatever. It'd be nice to know what your thoughts are and how I could maybe improve. Right. Time to finish this walk. I will catch you on the next one. If you can remember this phrase, then you're on the step forward. Vidi musa opet. It means see you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to A Baby Boomer in Bosnia. If you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Want to connect with me? Well, you can find me on my blog, my Substack newsletter, or my YouTube channel, whose links are in the show notes. And if you've got questions or topics you'd love me to cover, then drop me a message by email. The email address is in the show notes. I'd love to hear from you. So, until next time, Vidi musa opet. I'll see you again.